This call is being recorded.
And let's get started. So first on the agenda is pull request 11, Hera class. Posting a link on IRC. This is about the like Carol's pull request, which solves use case 3, which is about obtaining events. There is an interface there, which is, in my opinion, quite a bit lower level than I would have expected, or that like of what I would have thought of. So I kind of pushed a bit back on the pull request, but there wasn't really many other feedback from many other people, as far as I remember. So maybe we can discuss that briefly and discuss how we proceed with that one. So any one of you, maybe Carol, do you want to start, or? Carol?
Yes, sure. So indeed, this interface that I've presented is somehow low level. And after your comment, I was thinking about creating something on top of it. But still, I would prefer some more feedback on this approach, because I'm just got a feeling that this is this will shed more light on further work, and I'm not quite sure how to proceed with this. I will try to implement something more sophisticated, as you pointed, in coming days, but I prefer some more people from the committee to discuss the API, because this is the API that we will use in the client in the future. So I think it's quite crucial to have it arranged so as many developers are happy as possible.
Yeah, I completely agree. Pavlik, do you have any thoughts on that?
I think that we should try to keep the client implementation as close to what we put in use cases. And all of the use cases have this some kind of pseudocode for the client. So there were, most of it was written before I think the client was being implemented. But I think now we should try to kind of keep them in sync. So if we put some kind of snippets of the client in a use case, tries to actually have client implementing that, and whatever client already implements, to update the use cases that reflect what actually Heracles can do. And I think that could be helpful for people reading the use cases and trying to later use the client.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. So I don't know, given that there's quite a bit of work that went into that pull request already, should we merge it and then create a new one based on top of this, or would you rather prefer to keep iterating on that one, Carol?
I have no opinion. I can go both ways. I think there is no point in merging something that is work in progress, unless it is not.
That's a good point, yeah.
So I'd keep it, and I'll let me just work it a little bit more on it, and once we are agreed that this is a good entry point for further development, then we can merge it. If it's not the situation now, let's leave it as it is. I'll develop it further.
Okay, sounds good to me. I don't think we need a formal resolution on that. We'll just keep on working on it. Is there anything else we should discuss about this pull request, or is there anything in particular, Carol, that you would like to get feedback on?
No, not really. The only thing that I'm keen to have some feedback is this API, the approach we should use. So this is the only, let's say, exercise bound to this use case.
Right. Pavel? Public?
I remember from the review kind of comment that at some point Carol mentioned that there was an agreement not to add additional interfaces to the kind of JSON data that the client retrieves. And I'm not sure if I understood it correctly, because that sounds like this way will limit what the client can kind of, how client can provide a higher level interface on different parts of the API. Could someone clarify, like, what was this agreement? Because I haven't captured when it was made, and just remember this from one of the comments in pull request.
Sure. So in the example that Marcus added in this comment, the members was directly added as a property or a field of a resource obtained. I think that we agreed that the resource, the original one, should be left untouched as much as possible. And I implemented this agreement, but just by adding only a hypermedia field to the original resource.
Does it also apply to the entry point resource? Because I think that would be one of the, let's say, objects or points where I think some kind of higher level interface could help, you know, to getting collections and so on. So, for example, I think entry point seems like a good candidate that we could add some interfaces after it's being fetched.
Yeah, and in case of an entry point, my approach is still the same. I'm just using a special hypermedia field property attached to the obtained resource, which contains all the API members that the client would expose. So links, collections, etc., etc. Of course, this is a work in progress, but what This was the main concept of collecting all the hypermedia related stuff in just one place.
I think what Public is alluding to is more like less about how the internal data structure looks like, but more like what kind of methods the client should expose, if I understand that correctly, Public.
Yeah, but actually this is what the use cases are for. We are deciding on the API, so that's why this use case 3 and the exercise with members, just to create a proper API that the client would expose.
Okay. So, like you said, you added that hypermedia field. But that's kind of different than having like a get operation, get link, or, you know, like get collection members method specifically to the client interface.
Yes, and indeed I was thinking about attaching those methods to this hypermedia field. So it would be obtained resource.hypermedia.get link, get resource, whatever.
Oh, I see. So the hypermedia field is more like an internal implementation detail, in your opinion? Or should it be visible externally too?
No, it should be visible, I think. Because if the client obtains a resource, of course, the obtained resource is somehow unknown for us. It may be an image or whatever, but still from the API point of view, it will be some kind of object, and I wanted this object representing some kind of resource to have all the hypermedia related stuff in one place, and this hypermedia property is the emanation of this concept.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. Okay, Pavlik, I see you're looking at the pull request at the moment. Should we wait for a minute or should we move on?
It seems like possibly Karel didn't have a chance to reply to some of the comments, so maybe it's probably better to move on and then just continue to use Reviewable to work on those topics. Just from my perspective, if someone chooses to use client, we could even directly add some interfaces on the fetch resources, because when we want to post some resource later, or like put, we can also like make sure we just send the raw JSON in whatever format we want to send it. So I think I wouldn't see that much danger in like enhancing the objects, the actual resources, with some additional interfaces that come convenient for the developer. But I think once we have more examples and can see at alternative approaches, we'll have a better understanding. So maybe there's no need to dive into that at this moment. Just wait for more examples.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree.
Okay, cool. Then let's move on to the other pull request, which is pull request 132 on the specification, or the use cases actually. There is a link there in IRC. So this one is about describing what a client expects in a collection. There was a bit of back and forth, and like there was some concerns about this being too RDF-y, like too much RDF in your face. I shared that concern, but I think I would like to move on with it now because it solves the problem, the issue at hand, and we can iterate and about it later. Like, we don't have a better proposal at the moment. Carol?
So in general, because in the meantime I had a chance to take a look at this pull request, I've got in general two issues. While I generally agree that something like managers could come in handy to describe what kind of items are stored in a given collection, the way of expressing it by using, let's say, property or object, so it seems like reification, it's not the correct way. I was just wondering what we want to achieve with this approach, because if we want to just to say that there are objects of that type, I think it will be just like managers and class would be enough. And having this RDF-like or owlish restrictions, it's a very dangerous path from my perspective. And as for the get collection method, I've got two issues with this, that it requires the client to know that the result is a collection ad hoc. So I'm somehow against discovery, but okay, we can imagine a situation where a developer just knows that this will be a collection. And there are some ideas of putting some JSON-like or JSON-LD-like filters, and I've got general issue with this. This is a filtering, I think this is the whole other topic.
This is more about when you get to an entry point and there are like three collections that entry point references, how do you know which one to pick without having to mint like properties like events, list of photos, list of persons yourself?
So denoting just a type is enough without this property and object, because property and object opens quite a wide window for client side, reasoning. So if we want to have, let's say, strongly typed collections, I think just denoting a member type is enough without any constructs like the ones presented. This is my opinion.
Can I repeat that? Like you're saying type would be enough just to specify the type. Did I get that correctly?
Yes. So for instance, manager's property followed by a class or a type of members in a given collections. Just will be as simple as that.
How would you specify that this is just about, I don't know, female persons?
Female person can be a class.
Yeah, but it is not always a class. Like, not in every vocabulary it is.
Okay, but as I said, we are entering filtering now. These are restrictions, kind of. All these restrictions. Yeah. So the question is what we want to achieve. If we want to pick some kind of collection, the question is how far we want to bend this, I don't know how to say it, detection capability? Just don't know. What would be the use case? AI client or a human-driven client or I don't know.
Well, I think it's both, but mainly machine driven. But public is on the speaking queue.
So I would like to clarify that in this kind of issue, when we're discussing different approaches, I was first thinking to introduce specific for type, something like a member type, which I think is kind of what I understand Carol suggests, that we could say this collection has property member type, and then let's say event or something like that, and have this kind of special case for that. And also Marcus suggested to have something more general, which kind of made me recall that we have this manager's block, which we already had kind of a process to agree at that point on this design for collections, and which also allows to kind of describe collections by how they relate by certain property to certain entity, which kind of a class as an entity and RDF type as a property is a special case of that. So one of my motivations for that pull request is that we use something that we already agreed on. And if we don't want to use this kind of manager's block in collections at all, I think we should reopen the issue for that and have again process to look at what was the motivating use case, which I think was kind of collection that is related to a person by follows property, and then see if we want to approach it differently. So my main motivation was that by reusing already agreed at current state concepts, we can meet this requirement, but because that's just kind of like a special case on that. So I think it doesn't introduce anything new. It allows to solve it. Maybe it's not in the shortest way, but at this moment, I think it's just reusing what we already have. And again, if we want to have a specific way of doing that, or more general, I think we can start from here and make proposals with some more specific kind of case for the type or different approach to more general case. But I think that that's something we can continue from. And for me, I think the biggest benefit is what was the original source for this issue, that we don't need to create those like my vocabulary event, which is not really understood by any client. No existing vocabularies like schema.org or anything practically uses this kind of link to collection construct. So we already can just reuse existing terms, and I think that's a big benefit. So I think it makes sense to start from here and keep iterating to, again, either introduce a special case or reopen the work on proposing some redesign for the more generic case, because we probably should soon introduce an examples where the collection is, for example, collection of followers or the events they attended. I think that would be one of the things I would like to later maybe at agenda point to discuss extending the use cases, that we could have people and the people could have collections of the events they attended or they're interested in attending, or maybe they kind of organize or host or something like that. And this way we'll have a case where the collection is kind of defined by the property that relates the person to every member of that collection, which again will be this case of the original kind of use case between collection design and Hydra.
Yeah, I completely agree. Carol, would that work for you? So, and more concretely, would it work for you that we go ahead, merge this, and say, like, this is the current solution we have? If people are unhappy with it, we reopen the discussion with a concrete proposal and then try to see what we come up with it.
Yeah, I think it's a good start with something. So let's merge this and try approach with some kind of implementation, and let's see how it will behave.
Okay. So maybe let's put a formal proposal for that, because we had quite some discussions about it. And vote on it. Please vote on IRC. Well, thank you. So this is resolved. So we'll go ahead and merge it after the meeting, and then we can take it from there. Is there anything else you would like to discuss today? We still have quite a bit of time.
Yes, I would like to initially get a feedback on possibility of extending the use cases with, for example, a collection of people that would be also advertised in the entry point. And then maybe something like attendances or who organize which events, that there's a little bit more relationships happening. But at least to get started, I would like to add another collection, because as I understood in the pull request to Heracles, currently the collection of events was selected by just picking the first collection found in the entry point. And I think that's because there's only one collection there. So maybe it was kind of working for this very specific use case, but I think to have a bit more realistic API for some like more complex real world data set, we may need to add a little more than just events. And I think people would be like a common case that appears in many data sets and many APIs.
Mm-hmm. So can you volunteer for that, Pavlik, or would you like to discuss it first, or?
I mean, at least that there's no objections, especially from Carol. Since he initially proposed this use case, so I don't want to, like, without checking with him first, like, modify it too much. Maybe I should create a separate one. But what do you think, Carol, if we start with adding a people, which would be also advertised in the entry point? It's with the same approach after merging, like manages type, RDF type, schema person. And then from there, we can look also if, for example, people could have some kind of collection of events specific to them, like the one they attended or the one they're interested in or something like that.
Do I understand correctly, you want to replace events with people, or do you want to have this side by side and sometimes interconnected?
The other side by side, so there would be people and events, and at some point there would be some relationships between people and events. But at least to get started, I would like to make a pull request which adds collection like API/people, and it's schema person instances in there.
So from my perspective, it's a great idea. The more use cases we have, the better, I think.
Okay, I'll make a pull request to add this collection to get started.
Awesome. I'll record an action item on you, Pavlik. Okay. Anything else for today?
Since we have time, I also would like to just invite again people to take a look at this issue of adding existing resources to collections. So it's pretty much a case where we don't want to create a new resource, but just add a reference to existing one. And again, that seems not very clear how to approach it and how to describe those operations. So I'm definitely not near making pull requests for that. But the more feedback people will offer on this issue, I think the sooner we'll get to the point that we could try propose some initial approach to that, which of course we'll iterate on, but I think we should brainstorm a little bit before we start proposing some solutions.
Yeah, I think there's like an action item on Tomasz about looking what like APIs in the wild do at the moment, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes, I understood he offered research in that. Also, maybe we can come up with a use case that we would say we don't know how to implement it yet and try to work around some concrete use case. I don't know, what do you guys think to already have a use case where we would find it useful in this context of events?
I think that would, like as Carol said before, the more use cases, the better, because we have something concrete to design for and something concrete to discuss.
So we could have a pull request for a use case that doesn't propose exactly a solution, because most of the use cases include already examples in some kind of approach, but this would be sort of a use case which we still don't have even like an initial approach to how to implement. So it's also okay to make pull requests with this kind of very early stage use cases?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we don't need to, the use case doesn't need to describe the solution, right? It just needs to describe the problem. And then we can like discuss how to best address that use case.
So I'll first start with one pull request for the just very simple collection of people, which I think should be no objections. But after that, I will think how to kind of introduce something related to that issue that connects people and events with maybe being interested or something like that.
Awesome. I think I will just to record it, so assign an action item for that too, if that's fine for you, Pavlik.
Yes, please go ahead.
Anything else that we should discuss? Okay, if not, thank you very much for attending the telecon today. And let's continue working through all of this. Hopefully at some point more people will join us again, but I think it's, you know, summer, a lot of people are on vacation all the time. Thank you guys, bye.
Thanks Marcus for sharing and scribing, multitasking.
Thank you Marcus, thank you Pavlik.
Ciao guys.
Bye.